was alive, I remember he used to be the most, I don't like the word luck, he was just blessed. Every time that he would go in a parking lot, he would find money. I mean, Dad would come in, he'd find a $50 bill laying out in a grocery parking lot. He'd find tens, he'd find dollars. And we was just amazed at how Dad always found that money. I said, how you do that? But I realized later in life it was because he was looking for it. When Dad walked out of the store, man, he was like this. He was looking under cars. And I thought about that. He found it because he was looking for it. And I thought about people that deer hunt. How many of y'all like to deer hunt? You don't kill Bambi, do you? Those guys that hunt a lot, they ride down the road and they'll say, look that deer up there. And you'll look and you'll say, where? And they'll see it back in the woods because they're used to looking for them. You take somebody, anybody that likes to do something like that, they can spot things like that because they're trained to it. And they expect it. They look for it. And if you look for something from God, you got to understand that expectancy goes along with faith. So if you expect it, if you get up every day excited about it, if you talk about it a lot, it will come to pass. I promise you that if God told you He'll give you something and you latch on to that revelation of it, you'll start looking for it. Do you understand that you got to look for it? You got to expect it. You got to talk about it. You got to brag on God's word. You got to quote the word over it. If God gives you something, when you see the symptoms of it that says that it's not so, then you got to attack that because that is a lie. God's word is truth. Everything else is a lie. I don't care what report it is. If it goes contrary to what the book says, then you can't accept it. God's word is the final say-so. Amen.
Amen.
Don't ever forget that, because you will get all kinds of reports in your life of different things, and you got to take God's word above all that. I'm not saying that medicine is bad. I'm not saying doctors are bad. They do a lot of good things, but they're trained all their life to look for symptoms, just like a mechanic. This man is an excellent mechanic. You can bring something to him and he'll listen to it and he'll check a few things and he'll check symptoms of it and he'll tell you, well, it may need rebuilt or you may need to check the oil in that or maybe those bearings are getting ready to go out. He knows because he's trained in that area. Doctors are trained in your body and they know medical science, but you got to understand that God made your body. This is not what I got on this paper, but somebody needs this. God made your body. God knows how to fix your body. And the Bible says that the Word of God is quick. That means alive. The Word of God is alive, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide asunder soul and spirit, even down into the joints and the marrow and the bone. God's Word can get in your bloodstream and heal an anemic condition. God's Word can get in a muscle and fix a torn muscle. God's Word can get in a heart and open up a valve. Because it's alive. God's Word is alive. You got to speak it out of your mouth. You know what brings the Word alive? And it's not just a letter, not just something laying there. I know drunks that can open that Bible and quote that scripture, man. They used to walk the bars. Eddie Farley told me that he used to walk the bars and preach while he was stone drunk. Knew the Bible. But it didn't mean anything. Do you understand? Because the faith is what fuels the Word. Your faith kind of gives wings to those promises. And if you have no faith, if your faith is lacking, then you're going to be lacking in areas where you really need something from God. And many times it's not your faith as much as your negativity. Many times you're not expecting it. Many times you kind of just let it go. You used to be really fired up about it, telling everybody about it. I'm going to get that. God's going to give me that because He promised me my body's healed. I won't accept this anymore. I'm going to receive it because God gave it to me.
Amen. Amen.
And after some pain, and after some doubt, and after some bad reports, and after you read it on a piece of paper, it starts messing with you, and you'll start leaning, and you don't talk about it as much. You don't say it with such excitement and expectancy anymore. You say it like you're supposed to say it. It's become mechanical to you. And God wants you to know that if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. All you have to do is believe it. We don't deny the symptoms, we deny them the right to be there. Amen? That's the way it works. When sickness attacks, I may walk in this building with a fever. I won't tell you that I don't have it, but I will tell you that if not staying, because it can't be in my body, Jesus took my sickness and my disease upon Himself, so I don't have to have this. And I refuse to let it stay, and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to somebody. Don't let go of the promises that God gave you. Keep them fresh. Keep them in front of you. If you have to write it on something and hang it on the wall and stare at it every day, don't let it go.